We continue on a Tuesday. Mike McNamara with you. Joining us after a week off is the one and only Michael Musselman from Granbury, Texas. What's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing. I just had Alex Holling, former Marine sergeant, and he was on talking about low cost improvements that you can make to your Glock. You want to hear
your Glock?
Your Glock.
Like your the block that you live on?
No,
your block.
Your Glock, you blockhead.
What are you talking about? What's a block?
A Glock. G-L-O-C-K.
Oh.
Glock.
Glock. You got to put more emphasis like this, Max. This is what you tell me. You're like, more, you can do improvements to your block. To your block.
I said your Glock. I said your Glock. Your Glock. Your
That's
Glock.
Not what you said.
Your
you
Glock.
Said.
You're like, your block? Your Glock. Your block?
Yeah.
You became my.
It's pronounced. Glock.
That's what I said. Glock. Glock.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to hear?
Whatever. I know what you said.
Replace the plastic sights. Yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You can tell an amateur when they pull that gun out and they got those rubber sights on there. You're like, oh. Whatever. Just put it away. Okay. Next.
Replace the rod.
Yes.
The
op rod. Replace the op rod.
Replace the barrel. Replace the
barrel.
Heavier barrel.
Yeah.
What were the other? Replace the hand grips, which tend to be a little plasticky, and if you're shooting in the southeastern part of the country where it gets humid, you need a little pine tar on the weapon. So your thoughts on that?
Well, so I stemple mine. So I have them stempled, and I do that myself. So
what is that? What does that mean?
Well, because they're polymer, and so
right.
And I have like a soldering iron. It looks like it would. I don't know if it is one, but and it's got different heads on it that are different prints. So I can actually melt the lower part into different designs, but it adds grip to it, so it kind of makes it all.
So you mess with the grip itself. You don't buy anything to add on to it or anything like that.
You don't want to add weight or bulkiness to it. No. You do that yourself. So stemple it. Don't.
Wait.
Don't do anything.
Are you
else.
Calling? Is it stencil? I don't know what you're
saying. Oh, don't do this to me, man.
I don't know what you were saying.
You know.
Is it stencil?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to put some flowers and some nice print on it? What are you talking?
You heard the P in there, stempling.
Oh, stemple. Then you need to say stemple, not stencil.
Don't. You got busted because you said block instead of Glock.
I said.
Everybody heard you say block.
No, everybody would say, oh, man, Gunner's struggling this morning. He's hearing block and Max saying Glock. That's good. That's good. That means he's got credibility if you agreed with all of his change.
Yeah. And then you want to change out. You want to put a light disconnector in there.
I know.
Comes with a factory disconnector. You want to put the lighter disconnector in there, and then, I changed my trigger out, so I put a different, an aftermarket trigger in mine.
He also talked about
the rear plate.
Replacing the thumb release? That has a bit of an extension on it?
Extended. Yeah, the extended magazine release, the extended slide lock release, the catch, and then the takedown pins, the extended takedown pins up front makes it a little easier to take the slide off. But like you said, I would say 10. Man, I've done more than 10.
No, he said 5. He said, these were 5 that will make it a better weapon and it won't break the bank and you don't have to take it in to have somebody else do it that you could do on your own. That was his criteria.
Well, the barrel, I don't know where he's getting his barrel because the barrel's that I use are about $375.
He said the
barrel. They're almost the price of the gun.
He said the barrel was the most pricey of all of them.
Yeah. Did I say I pay $385, $390 for my Glocks, and my barrels run me about $375, so they're almost the price of the gun.
Is there anything you would add to his list of not too expensive?
Yeah.
Has great upside, and you don't have to take it into anybody to do.
No, what he has right there, and then what I do to mine is I have the top cut out for an RMR sight, you know, so an optic, a little. Let's say RMR, or, you know, like a single point sight or a single focal on sight. So it's just a little optic for rapid engagement stuff, and it sits on top of the Glock.
Okay.
Those are nice. Those are pricey. I mean, the work that needs to be done to get the machine to top out, and then you got to get extended front sight and rear sight to look through that little piece of glass. So it's a little bit raised.
Sounds kind
of
complicated.
But there's a lot of stuff you can do, man.
Okay, the other thing,
yeah.
The other thing, his name's Alex Hollings. He's an interesting guy. He writes for SoftRep, that I think we all know of. And so the other thing he said, he switched over, that the Glock is now his carry pistol. He used to carry the 1911, but he's gotten fatter, and he's tired of the, he's tired of the hand grip and the back on the base of the 1911. There's this, what would you call that thing? A little kind of dovetail, little ducktail. He said, "I'm tired of that thing gouging my fat, man. I don't like it." So, I got to switch.
That's funny, man.
I said, "You know what? I can respect that." Like all the rest of it, like, oh, you know, Glock, I don't like that at all. But when you said, hey, man, I'm getting to be a fat man, and that thing gouges into my fat, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. You might want to do some PT. And then he said, well, you know, I like to lift. I'm not a big cardio guy. And, you know, I kind of do the recumbent bike at the gym. I'm like, no.
Right.
No. He said, yeah, if you want to meet a lot of older women with the name of Gladys, just get on the recumbent bike. Get on the recumbent bike, and you'll meet them all. I said, that's such a bad look, though. He said, I know, it's awful. He said, but what can I say? What can I say?
Yeah, right.
What can I say? So talk about, so do you still PT anymore, or do you just like, why PT?
Do I still teach what?
Do you PT?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, what do you do for PT now?
Bike. Go to the gym. Swim.
So are you still, Mike's got this 10,000, how much was a bike you got? He was, like, bragging about this bike he got. He got somebody to buy it for him, too, which is the craziest. Are you still, can you do that? Because what I found is California very respectful of bikers. But the rest of the country doesn't like bikers very much.
California's not any more respectful of bikers than anywhere else. I mean, I would get nailed just as much in San Clemente from women driving Mercedes that would think that they turn right in through a bike lane without any recourse. You know, so, yeah, I mean, that happened all the time.
Do you have issues with pickup trucks in open roads?
No, the roads here are pretty wide and they're spacious. There's no problem.
Okay. All right. The good riding in Texas? Favorite kind of riding? Much wind? Talk to me.
No, I'm not riding as much. But, you know, I need to. I need to go out and do something. But I just got to get back into it.
Yeah, I know. I hate that. I hate when you're like that. I just went through a period where I didn't lift for like 3 months. I was like, and part of it was a shoulder injury. So I said, you know what? I need to let my shoulder get better. But you know how when you start, especially as you get older, just like, why did I ever stop? This sucks. And, but then you know what? After a couple of weeks, you're like back in it and then you feel better and all the rest of that. But yeah, PT. What's your preferred form of PT?
I don't know. Why are we talking about PT? You know, I want to talk to you about.
What do
you
want to talk
about? I watched the news today, Mac, and I told you on that little break there. I said the problem with you is you watch the news all the time, so you're desensitized to the stupidity of the world.
Ask me when the last time I watched the news was.
Last night, you bet. I bet you did.
No, I didn't. I don't have time to watch the news. I don't have time.
Yeah, you're reading it or you're watching it.
Well, no, I
you're that kind of guy that needs to be up to date with everything going on.
No, I don't. I don't have AP updates on my phone. I look at the early bird in the morning. I'll look at news headlines to make sure like nothing blew up and I didn't hear about it. Like, oh, guess what? Mac was talking about making brownies today and Florida just fell in the ocean. You know, so I don't make some mistake like that. So I do that. And then I'm busy the rest of the day. I've got a 13-year-old daughter. I got a son, getting ready to go overseas. And so, you know, life's busy. And the Yankees lost again last night.
I know. There comes the downward fall. High watermark. What did I tell you? I said that, didn't I?
Mike, just,
there was their high watermark.
Mike just went into grudge mode over the weekend because the Red Sox got swept by the Yankees in Fenway. The Yankees got the broom, and they didn't even need the water. They didn't even need to hose that thing down. They just got the broom out and said, oh, Cy Young Award? Sorry, we're not playing that game. Get out of here. And so Mike went all grudge mode over the weekend and high watermark. So we'll see. We'll see.
High watermark. You like that, don't you?
Oh, no. He started chirping, so I posted a picture of a broom. And then it quite predictably.
And what did I say with that?
Got worse.
Yeah. And then I said, yeah, why don't you use that broom to sweep your hair out?
No. Now, do you, you're a clean guy, though. You don't like messy. I don't like messy either. When things are messy, I don't feel good about it. So.
Right.
I'm not like that. All right. What else is going on? I'm trying to think. What else is going on in the world that would concern you or me? Top stories relative to the Marine Corps these days. Marine Corps got a budget approved, and there's some stuff that's going to come out of the budget. Let's see. The 300 Marines are in the Helmand Province of Afghanistan. The ambassador, the Afghan ambassador, is very excited about that. And amid other people wondering if it's worth trying to dislodge the Taliban from that province. But so that's going on. And hold on.
And then you still have what would be the correct way to say it? A person with a learning disability that's in charge of a country in the peninsula in the east, in the Asia area, that needs to be dealt with.
But
that's a can that has been kicked down the road, and you're running out of road, boys. So you need to make up, got to do something. You got O plans out there. Execute.
Well, let me tell you, we've sent missiles there. We sent an aircraft carrier there. We've got more people there. We've got B-1 bombers there that have deployed there. So to me, it looks like the United States, although the president says some stuff, but it's saying that, look, we're going to put our cards on the table, and this has got to stop. Again, the more I watch this stuff, what was Barack Obama doing relative to foreign policy? It's like they took a vacation for 8 years. Show me a part of the world that's better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's been going on? I mean, like I said, this is can kicking. Politics can kicking 101.
Yeah, it's just.
I don't get it.
And it's Korea is one of many. Of the cans that got kicked down the road. It's just, you know, I don't know. It's just discouraging. So I'm with you. As much as I may give you a tough time, the news is pretty pretty depressing on a pretty regular basis. So,
and it's just so, well, they had some gala last night where all these celebrities came out and walked down the up these staircases. And it's like, why do we treat these people like that? Why do we look up to them? They're idiots. I mean, they morally and ethically and value-wise, they're not anything that we want to be, except we're popular, and I don't want to be popular because I don't like people knowing me.
But you've always been a popular guy, though.
No, that's not true.
It is, too. You're a cool guy. Mike Musselman, blah, 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 blah. Mr. Cool Guy. You've always been that, trust me. You know it, I know it, the American people know that.
Mm-mm.
So when you say, I don't want to be popular, all popular people say that. Okay? It's the unpopular people. Okay? It's them that worship you, okay?
Yeah.
All your little minions that would come running behind you. Oh, Gunner said this, Gunner said this. Like, shut up with that.
Oh, please.
Exactly.
That never happened.
Exactly.
Don't.
Oh, Gunner told me to stick dip in my ear after I soak it in bourbon. Okay, yeah. Get out of here right now. Don't ever come in here and say
that's
that
again. That's
not true. That is so true. Mike's little minions, his little mafia of minions. Gunner. All right. Look, you don't know, but he just wants you for your car. Okay, that's why he likes you. Don't be fooled by it. Don't be fooled by it. Okay, now.
No.
Oh, okay. So do you think, yes or no, will there be a shooting war with North Korea?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the guy that's in charge of that country is a buffoon. And the one in charge of ours is, I mean, he's better, but he's still a little bit, you know, hey, I'll solve this. And hopefully, you know, he's taking a lot of flack because he wants to negotiate. You know, he's a deal maker. But then Reagan did that with Brezhnev or Gorbachev, and it worked out. Right?
Yeah. Okay, I want to quote to you a story that's coming out of Boston right now. Last night, the Orioles pounded the Red Sox 5-2. After the game...
Max, it's still early in the season.
After the game, circling the drain, I think they call it. After the game, Adam Jones, the center fielder for the Baltimore Orioles, said that fans were throwing peanuts at him, right, insinuating, you know, he's a monkey. And he was also called the N-word.
So it's called peanuts or penis?
Peanuts. All right, get it straight.
Oh.
Get it straight. Don't go there with me, okay? Don't go there.
I was just playing with you.
Jones said he was also called the N-word a handful of times.
What?
Yep. In Fenway Park. Do you care to comment on that, since you're a big Red Sox homer?
Is he a Hillary Clinton supporter?
I don't have any idea. He's from San Diego. He's from San Diego.
Oh, then bullshit. No, I don't believe him.
Home of Mas Palpas.
I don't believe him.
All right.
No.
All right. Well, the governor of Massachusetts does.
No, he's just doing
the president
control.
Of the Red, the yeah, president control. The president of the Red Sox has issued an apology.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, trust me. There's no town in the South that has a racist past like Boston does. They were separated by a DMZ for years. You remember the Boston busing stuff? Yeah, they don't play that game.
Boston, ugh. Boston does not have hateful bones in its body.
Okay.
This is all make-believe.
Okay. Okay, Gunner.
Don't feed into it.
Gunner goes on a holiday. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a few history questions. Okay, one. Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you?
Why not?
What do you mean? That's hardly
facts behind it, right?
That's hardly a reason to believe. Why not? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, although accounts of an aquatic beast living in Scotland's Loch Ness date back 1,500 years, the modern legend of the Loch Ness Monster was born when a sighting on May 2nd, 1933. The newspaper is called the Inverness Courier, related an account of a couple who claimed to have seen an enormous animal rolling and plunging on the surface. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So
there.
You believe that?
No, I don't believe that. I think that's crazy.
You've seen the picture, though, of the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
Of that thing, kind of serpent-looking thing, sticking out of the water. Okay.
All yeah.
Right. All right.
I mean, I know that it's all make-believe, but it's fun to believe in stuff like that. There's no harm.
Oh, really? You don't think there's any harm to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just fun.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt anybody.
Next question. All right, that's fine. You believe in that stuff. That's good to know. Do you have a favorite, like, movie series, like Back to the Future, or
no.
Or Iron Man, or some kind of movie series that you go see?
No.
No.
I don't like, nah, I mean, there's some movies that are fun to watch, but I'm not a big movie series fan, no.
All right. Are there sports records, and there's one that was ended today, on May 2nd, 1939, New York Yankees first baseman Lou Gehrig benched himself for poor play and ends his streak of consecutive games played at 2,130, a streak that would be broken by Cal Ripken. Seemingly, it's an incredible streak. He did not know it, but at the time he was suffering from ALS, now known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Is there a sports streak that you think will never be broken?
No, I think all records will be broken eventually.
I don't. I think there's two of them that I know of that will never be broken.
Which one?
Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. I don't think anybody. Pete Rose has come closest at 44. And DiMaggio, you know, he lined out like two times in that game to the third baseman. And then he hit, and then he went on to hit in 13 straight games after that. So he hit in like 69 out of 70 games, which is crazy. I don't think anybody will break that. The other record that I just heard recently was Bob Gibson, formerly pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals and was an incredibly tough competitor by anybody's account. He pitched in 9 World Series games. How many innings do you think he pitched in those 9 World Series games?
How many?
81.
I have no idea.
He pitched 9 innings every time he started a World Series game. That is crazy.
That is crazy, yeah.
He started 9 times, pitched a complete game in every one of those games. That's a determined dude. I told a story about my dad was with the Giants. my dad was with the Giants, and George Foster, who would go on to be a big-time home run hitter for the Cincinnati Reds, he comes up as a rookie for the Giants, and he comes up and he pinch hits in a game in St. Louis that's tied, I want to say in the 10th inning, and he hits a line drive over the right center field fence off Bob Gibson, who's pitching in the 10th inning, who started in his pitching.
Right.
He puts his head down, and he knows Gibson's reputation as not. He was a great guy. He's a tough, tough competitor, and he did not have any problems with throwing up and in on you. So Foster puts his head down, and he runs, right, quickly around the bases. My dad's a third base coach. Doesn't even shake my dad's hand. Touches home plate, takes his helmet off, goes up the tunnel, and doesn't stay in the dugout for any kind of celebration, hoping that he doesn't, as a rookie, he's not disrespectful to Bob Gibson. So Foster's in the lineup when Gibson pitches in San Francisco. A week later, first pitch, right in the neck.
Oh.
Right in the neck. And he got up, grabbed his helmet, went to first base. That was it. But, yeah, I don't think, you know, the guys are just not made like that anymore. So those are two that I don't think will ever be broken. So you think that all records are made to be broken? That's because you're like off your game a little bit right now. I have you at a disadvantage. Like, I'm like on mine, and you're like.
Yeah, you've been reading.
No, I just, I heard that on a broadcast, on a Yankee broadcast the other night. Yeah. I said, yeah, you want to hear an interesting record.
Got to be truthful then if it's on a Yankee broadcast.
You mean the 27-time World Series champion, New York Yankees? You mean those, that organization? Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, there's a book about Lou Gehrig. That's been published within the last 10 years. And it's based on the letters between he and his doctor at Mayo Clinic. As he, you know, he's the iron horse, right? And he's the captain of the Yankees and all the rest of this stuff. And he gets this just debilitating disease, and he doesn't know what it is. So all he's ever gotten in his life, he's got it by working harder. So he's struggling to hit, and so he goes out and he hits more, right to the point where his hands are bleeding, right? He's struggling to field ground balls, so he takes more ground balls. And then I remember, I think this is 1939, the Yankees get in the World Series, and the guys from the Cardinals are playing against them. They pull up to Yankee Stadium in a cab. They get out of the cab, and there's this guy who's fallen down in the gutter. And they look, and it's Lou Gehrig. And they're like, whoa. And they're like, hey, Lou, you okay? And he's like, yeah, I just lost my balance. And they said it was just the saddest thing they'd ever seen, because nobody, you know, they didn't know what was wrong with him. And then it's based on, you know, the way, you know, it's one of the worst diseases in terms of it just takes your whole body away from you. And
right.
It's awful. It's awful. So anyway, but it's called, I want to say it's called The Luckiest Man, which is his, the first day for an athlete ever was the day that the Yankees put on for, Lou Gehrig, when he gives, his Luckiest Man speech. So, anyway, so yeah, Lou Gehrig, that his streak comes to an end today, May 2nd. Let's see.
Yeah.
What other trivia do I have for you?
Oh, no.
What? Come on, you've been gone like a week. So what have you been doing the last week?
Well, I had a headache, real bad headache on Monday. Getting to that point where I need the shots again.
How often? So the shots, what, every couple months?
Every 3 months.
Right. Right.
So.
How many days has it been?
I've had headaches every other day, so it's been.
Boy.
Yeah.
So, and how long a period has it been since?
It was almost 3 months.
And you hadn't had any.
I didn't have any.
Wow. So you would say it works for you, certainly.
Oh yeah, I'm on board.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It works for me.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's not a therapy that is because of the cost that's widely put out there for people with migraines?
Because it's new.
Right.
It's new. You know, and...
Hold on. We're kind of speaking in code. Explain to everybody what the... Mike gets Botox shots.
35 shots in my head and my neck.
For
migraine headaches. And it works for me, anyway. I know some people have said that it doesn't, but... you know, I don't know what the success rate is, but I'm happy that the success rate involves me. So,
so do they give them to you in the scalp? Where do the shots go? They can't.
Yeah,
obviously
in
they
the forehead.
In the forehead.
In the forehead, in the scalp, around the head, and then in the neck.
And so what is it designed to do?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't care.
I have no idea. Okay, let me give you... all right, here's an email that I got over the weekend. And I have to forward you another email that somebody wrote me that you'll read it, and it's really cool. Somebody who just listened to the program and talks about what a cool part of their day listening to the program is, blah, 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 blah. And so since you're a big part of it, you need to read it. This is kind of asking for advice, and I'll paraphrase it because it's a long email. What do you do as a leader, company commander, not a good first sergeant, platoon commander, not a good staff sergeant? Let's just take that. Platoon commander, not a good staff sergeant, and they're in your way. Do you have advice for people like that? I know where you're going. You're trying to get rid of them, but your company commander and your first sergeant say, no, lieutenant, you need to work with them. What do you do?
Well, I mean, then you start working around them. I mean, it sucks to have that advice, but if it's not working and people are not listening to you, then you got to start working around them. Because, you know, first and foremost, the welfare of the Marines come first. So you move them aside, you get them out of that decision making tree. So
you're not afraid.
If you can't work with them, yeah, you definitely got to start working around them.
No, I'm with you. It's frustrating. I think everybody's been, you know, and everybody's been in this situation, whether no matter what side of the ball you're on, be your officer enlisted, where you have somebody that's impacting you and you'd like to see that person go away because they're clearly not a performer, and you get the, no, you need to work with them. You need to develop them. But, you know, look, you need to make them go away. That's what needs to happen. And then you have to, but you have no choice in the system. You live with it. So I just, not an easy time. Especially if you see the unit, like going in the email, I think the example was most recently, because of the Easter, we got a 96. Everybody was going to get cut loose on Thursday at noon. XYZ cuts Marines loose at 9 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't tell me. Guys get caught doing something. I'm standing there looking like an idiot. And in violation of the battalion commander's order, not even the company commander's order. And this is the kind of stuff I'm living with as I try to quote unquote develop him. Any advice? So that kind of, and that's the kind of typical stuff that bottom feeders do, because they want the Marines to like them. They know they're bottom feeders, right? And so you know, it's important. Like they'll call it taking care of the Marines. Like, okay, the first thing we do is we're all on the same team, and when the guy who's in charge says this is what we're doing, that tends to be what we do. Now, if there's some kind of exception that we then bring it to me, I'll bring it to the company commander, he can sign off on it. You don't violate that. And you don't do it and then leave me hanging out to dry like you did. Or you do it at the peril of your fitness report and your career. So I just wonder, I'm curious, because you've lived in both worlds, I haven't, how you navigate that. So.
Like I said, that's a tough one, especially if you don't have the support and the backing of your leadership. It's really difficult.
All right, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got some more Today in History from Mike Musselman. On a Tuesday, the first time in a week that we've done this, unbelievable, more of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on the All Warrior Radio Network.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I still have nightmares.
I'm really not so good. Are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
My name is Juan Perez, Jr. I joined the military in 98. I commissioned as an officer. But I always had in mind the idea that I would go into the special operations community, particularly the special forces. I was accepted to go into selection, and I attended on September 8th of 2001. As I was making my departure out of the military, there was that uncertainty. What do I do next? How do I repurpose my skills in a way that's not only meaningful to me, but also that provides for my family and provides an increase in our way of living, our quality of life? The Global South Foundation has resources when it comes to anything from building resumes to how to relate to a CEO in conversation, how to basically, again, repurpose that which I had learned in a career in special operations, dealing at the strategic and operational level. How do I take that and then turn it towards entrepreneurial spirit into business development? And how do I translate that so somebody can see that value? And in doing so, I landed a magnificent and very rewarding career. I'm the VP of operations for an IT company called BuildSourced. What I say to veterans getting out, be bold when you go to network. Go out to the Global South website, look at what events they have lined up, attend those events, you know, and participate. A lot of the events they hold, they're of key importance in this network. Go out there and engage, just like you would engage in a combat zone, you know, when you're networking there with folks that don't share necessarily your language, your culture, or your background, and yet we still make it happen. How can we not make it happen here?
The Global Soft Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
On Veterans Day, the nation honors the men and women who risk their lives to protect our freedom. Social Security does its absolute best to honor veterans and active duty members of the military every day by giving them the respect they deserve. For those who return home with injuries, Social Security is a resource they can turn to. If you know any wounded veterans, please let them know about Social Security's Wounded Warriors website. The Wounded Warriors website answers many commonly asked questions and shares other useful information about disability benefits, including how veterans can receive expedited processing of disability claims. Learn more by visiting www.socialsecurity.gov/woundedwarriors.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Tuesday, Mike McNamara with you, joined by himself, returns, the Gunner. Yeah. Actually, it was partly my fault last week. I can't remember what happened on Thursday, but on Friday, I was doing technical kind of stuff. in order to save myself about $300 a month in phone bills. So loving that little deal. So Mike joins us today after after vacation. Let me read you an email. Obama foreign policy regarding the Iran deal, vacation hell. It was counter to the interest of the U.S. and our allies in the region. So, I think history is going to judge him harshly relative to his foreign policy. He didn't do well. And what's interesting is to read about it now, and that he thought that he could try a different approach with the Iranians, and that it would work, which is pretty, like, I got it. They'll respond if we're nicer, and I think it's I base that on his inexperience as a politician. He was a one term, not even a one term senator, United States senator.
No, he's a freshman senator.
Yeah, and then he becomes a president. It's just, to me, not enough time, man. Not enough time, and you need enough reps. You need enough reps to be good at something. And I don't think he had, you know, the enough experience to do that job. And then there's other decisions that he made that I think that were just wrongheaded.
Bad cabinet choices.
How we left Afghanistan, how we left Iraq, you know, all created the circumstances for us to go back. And it's just bad stuff. So, and I'm not, and I'll tell you what, I'm not an Obama hater either. You know what I mean? I just don't think that, you know, I mean, he will be, I guess, chiefly remembered for, you know, social, you know, changes, you know, in the country and an attempt to, it'll be a failed attempt and it'll fail under its own merits, which is Obamacare. But, I just don't think his presidency is going to be remembered well. So just my thoughts. And again, I don't say that as a lefty or a righty. I just say that as I tend to be kind of down the center of the lane. And do you make it a better place? Is it better? And I just struggle when I look at how did it get, you know, better. And much of what he did by executive order. So he didn't take Congress with him as well. So anyway, thoughts on that, Mike? You a hater? You a liker?
I'm with you, Mac. I'm not a big fan, but yeah, I realize his failed policy, and like I said, it had a lot to do with his. You know, he was a little bit more. I think what's what I'm looking for. He's arrogant, and arrogancy and politics do not mix.
Are you sure? I think they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Hey, leadership and arrogance don't mix.
Oh, no. He had neither when it came to that stuff.
Right. Right. I just, you know, I think you need some reps in order to be good at that. And, you know, for instance, I mean, the situation in Korea. I mean, come on. I mean, how long now he's got, if you look at the diagrams, he's got intercontinental ballistic missiles that can reach the United States everywhere but the state of Florida. Yeah, they can hit Granbury. Now the question is, can he nuclear tip those things? And there's discussion about that. But Mike, how'd you like to be him and all of our rockets keep exploding on us when we launch them? Now, is that us or are the Americans? Are they dialed into this? How does every one of our rockets explode on launch?
Their rockets?
Yeah, they launched another one on Saturday. The one they launched after the big parade went boom after it launched. The one they launched the one they launched last Saturday went boom on launch. Okay, look, let me break this down for you, boys. If they are dialed in and they're exploding, that's a problem for us, okay? The Trump card we think we have, we don't really have one. We don't really have one, which is a problem, okay? That's a problem. So I just like in the closed door meetings, that staff meeting, somebody tell me why these things keep exploding. Because it's getting kind of hot in here. It's getting kind of hot in here. Are you a Seinfeld fan?
No.
All right. What's your favorite?
Not at all.
What's your favorite television show?
Like Better Call Saul, or Better Call Saul, and like let's do another one, Fargo.
Oh, that takes you back home, doesn't it, Fargo?
Yeah.
And the people up there, they hate that.
That humor.
That's not us. We don't act like that. Oh, really?
Yeah, they do.
You know what? And they love to bag on people from California, too, up there in North Dakota and Minnesota. But when you point it at them, yeah, they don't like it so much. Oh, maybe. We don't act like that. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. Take a look. Take a look. The all right, give me another TV show you like.
That's only two that I really watched.
Well, what else do you watch on TV? You don't watch TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like I said, I'm not a big. I like shows that are just that kind of like I guess the dark humor.
Ooh. Yeah, Fargo would be that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got its little share of pretty dark little episode. I watched it once. I was like, "What in God's name is this, man?" All it is dark humor, but it is what it is. I'm not a big fan of that. You know, I'd like it to be like, I don't know. I mostly watch sports. Like I craft my day around, you know, I get up at 5 and I get ready to do this, and then I get done at 1, and then I got what's called post-production, cutting stuff up, putting it on the internet, scheduling guests, all that kind of stuff. And then I have to take a break because that's by the time 2 or 3 rolls around, you're working on 9 hours of work of brains. Your brain stops functioning. So I got to go do something. So I'll go take Jack for a walk, run kind of thing that I do. And then I built it around watching baseball now this time of year, which I love. And other than that, I don't watch I love the Smithsonian Channel, the stuff that you see on there. But I'm not a big movie guy. I'll watch the History Channel if there's certain things that I want to record. World War II in color I'll watch. I think cable, how about this, Mike? I think cable TV is going away. Everything you can watch, you're going to watch through your phone. You're going to watch your phone. Like, for instance,
you're right.
If I didn't, like, I thought, okay, so why would I have cable TV or DirecTV? The things that I watch are sports. I can watch the NHL Network, I can watch MLB and the NFL all on my phone, and I can cast it onto my TV. Why do I need cable? Like, why do I need 87 shopping channel?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know that I need it. So I think the future is going to be everything's going to come right through your phone, and you're going to put what you want on your television, and the whole cable television lines and all that is going to be it's going to be like your phone that used to come into your house. It's going to be someplace in a museum. Cable. Bye-bye. So, anyway, how's your wife like her new job?
Oh, she loves it. She's having a blast.
Is she? Is she making more money?
I mean, so they're going to give her a better title. So she's developing some stuff. And it's working out really well for her. So
now, how far does she have to drive?
It's closer.
Right. So everything
is
good.
Like, yeah, it's a lot closer.
All right. Well, so what are you doing the rest of the day?
I give the dog a bath. That's about it, man.
That's it? What kind of dog do you have?
Yeah. German Shepherd.
Ooh. Is it a security device or not?
My dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a barker. That's all he does. He's a little puppy when it comes to... He's not that intimidating.
He's not that guy.
He's a licker. No, he's a licker.
He's just as likely to come up and sniff you and wag his tail as he is to bite
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think Jack would do. I think Jack would like go out, check a look, and then like walk up and wag his tail and look up and say, "Hey, are you gonna pet me or what? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing here in the middle of the night?" I don't know that he would sense the ominous nature of it. So, anyway. All right, man. First of all, it's good talking to you. Nice to hear your voice.
All right, brother.
Glad you're feeling better. And, I'm glad you're on the Yankee, bandwagon again.
Yeah.
All right. Say goodbye.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later.
All right. There you have it. Michael Musselman. On a Tuesday, that'll do it. This hour of Allmarine Radio brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the one and only Battle Mug. And, you can check out the entire line of products at battlemug.com. You get 15% off if you use the promo code Marine. They're the gift for any commemorative, mess night, hail, farewell, birthday, anniversary. Awesome gift. The Battle Mug it's cool. They've got a shorter version of it. They've got a highball glass. All the products at battlemug.com. Check them out. My thanks this morning to Tom Drowdy for coming on. My thanks also to the fastest talker on Allmarine Radio, Alex Hollings, former sergeant, now writes at Software Up. And always good to hear the gunner. So, most of all, my thanks to you for listening. If you miss any part of the show, it repeats in a matter of seconds. Okay, a few technological improvements here, so you'll hear it right away. So Allmarine Radio is starting our 12th month, coming up on a year. So very cool. So want to thank you all for listening and making us part of your day each day. So tell your friends about us. Help us grow this thing as we talk about mental health and the culture of the Marine Corps and current events. This is what we do. So, with all that said, we'll see you tomorrow. I have no idea who's going to be on the program. I wish I did, but I don't. So, yeah, maybe too much candor right there. All right, have a great day on a Tuesday. Allmarine Radio, out.